bad that I think of Looney Tunes when I hear that?
No.
Okay, good. Sean Stone is with us, digital editor of The Alt, thealt.com, and it's always very nice to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Looney Tunes were the gateway drug to Rossini and Wagner and Mozart and all sorts of lovely music.
How, what is it, I tried to do this earlier when I was quoting Dr. Seuss. Things that immediately come to my mind, and then for some reason I'm so. How about a nice close shave? Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still. Don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no use. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Rabbit of Seville.
The Rabbit of Seville. That's right. Well, good morning. We are going to talk about what's happening on area stages and screens. Normally at this time I would ask you what you have seen in theaters, but we want to get to the Oscars. Too.
Golly, that was fun.
What a mess.
I actually turned it off. They said La La Land won. I'm like, fine. It's been a long evening. I'm really sick of people's 20 minutes thanking everyone that they know, and shut the TV off. Went over to the computer to see if I had been assigned any late night work, you know, and I go on Twitter and it's like,
wow.
Oh, golly, this can't be really happening. Oh, wow, Warren, what did you do?
Well, I did feel sorry for Warren Beatty, but it was incredible. But I think it also overshadowed what I thought to be a very enjoyable telecast in the hands of one Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. It was interesting. The awards were pretty evenly distributed.
Yeah,
you know, the only film that got sort of shafted was Lion.
Yeah.
Everything else, and Suicide Squad won an Oscar. And I thought, really?
Yeah.
Really? There wasn't some costume epic from England that could have won makeup?
Every single solitary, every prediction I saw said that Star Trek was going to win that award.
Yep.
And then when Suicide Squad won, I thought, oh, wow. Really?
You know, well, you know what it is? Warner Brothers had a tough year.
Yes, what it was.
So let's pat them on the head and give them an award for their superhero movie that wasn't very good, but at least outperformed expectations. I'm glad Moonlight won.
Me too.
I was glad Emma Stone won. I'm sorry Denzel Washington didn't win. I'm glad Viola Davis won. Overall, you know, I think it was the wrong song from La La Land that won.
I agree with you.
The audition song was much better. And I don't know. We'll forget it all.
Screenplay was Manchester by the Sea, which, as you mentioned, was, you know, at least a nod to that film, which I thought that
right.
was good. Moonlight won for adapted screenplay. So, it was all.
Hacksaw Ridge got two.
Yeah. There you go. Who knew?
Who knew?
So.
And then I saw a movie that flopped, and I thought, you know what? I should go see this because it's one of my favorite directors, Zhang Yimou. It's called The Great Wall. Stars Matt Damon. It's disappearing from theaters. It was widely pilloried for having Matt Damon in the lead, but the Chinese producers thought that they could get into the American market better if there was a big-name Hollywood actor. It didn't work. Zhang is a great director. He can do intimate chamber films like all those movies he made with Gong Li over the last 20 years. And he makes great spectacle like Hero, and he did the opening of the Beijing Olympics. And the spectacle in this movie is just jaw-dropping. It's colorful, it's exciting, and then the dragons show up. And it's pretty cool at first. But
the dragons show up.
And then you feel like, how are they going to get out of this? Because how are you going to defeat the dragons? And they fall back on one of the oldest science fiction tropes there is. And it's like, really? Okay. It was a nice 2 hours. It was much better than the reviews I read. I liked it better than that. But it was still like, okay. And it was funny because, you know, at the end I'm looking at the credits and, you know, there's Tony Gilroy on the screenplay. And I'm like, ah, that's where all those Matt Damon lines came from.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. What else is
This weekend at the Madison Theater, their usual repertory thing, they're showing Nobody's Fool, which is from, I think, 1994. It's one of the last great Paul Newman leading roles. It's based on the
Richard Russo.
Russo novel. Jessica Tandy is his mother. Melanie Griffith is in it. Bruce Willis plays. It was sort of his rehabilitation tour the same year as Pulp Fiction, where he plays a small part trying to make people not hate him. If you recall, he sort of fell off the map for a couple of years, and it's a story of a late middle-aged man who's not doing so well, and Newman is just perfection in it.
It's a great film. So watch that film, and then. Richard Russo's written the sequel, Everybody's Fool, the book, and then read that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a good plan for the late days of winter.
There you go.
All right, next up.
Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company will be performing at the Opelka Gallery in Albany. That's on the Sage Albany campus on New Scotland Avenue. Friday at 6:30 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. The performances are free, and it's interesting because what the Sinopoli Company has done over the years is they create... They'll create a dance or they'll adapt current dances to the venue they're playing in. And that's what they're doing here. Yeah. And there's also going to be a tour of the current exhibit that's on there. And the artist is going to be there, I believe, on Friday. So it's free. And it's a great deal.
Okay, so that is in Albany, and then we move to Hudson.
Bernadette Meyer and Mayer, An Evening of Poetry. This is at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, Friday at 6:30 p.m. She's a New York School avant-garde poet. Also Friday in Hudson at Helsinki Hudson's, it's Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell. She's from Carolina Chocolate Drops. They're both virtuoso multi-instrumentalists who play a sort of nouveau Americana. I don't even know how to describe it, but
it works.
Yeah. Also Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's an evening of dance with Roland K. Brown Evidence Company. Saturday at the Cohoes Music Hall, back in action, Godspell, the sort of hippie Jesus musical from 1971. Stephen Schwartz.
Schwartz of
Wicked fame, which is at Proctor's now. This is students from the Park Playhouse 2 program who have basically, they're like seniors. They've been in the program since 2011. So the Palace says they're really good because the Palace runs
the musical.
So this should be fun. It's the revamp version that they did for Broadway.
Yeah, which I thought was great. It was really great. That reminded me, because I had seen a lot of high school performances of it. It reminded me of that. It was a really good show. Let me rephrase that. It was a good show.
It was a good show. Well, someday I'll tell you about my youthful choral, elementary school choral groups before my voice changed and I can't sing anymore. And I think I sung Day by Day 500 times. So when I hear that song, it's like an earworm.
All right.
It just goes in my head.
So we have to make a note, Rob, to like blow out two segments next time, because I just want to hear that story. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Saturday night at Cafe Lena, it's Rain on a Conga Drum, The Songs of Towns Van Zandt. That is a bunch of great local musicians who will be playing The Songs of Towns Van Zandt, and Michael Eck hosts. As the intro, the Mozartian intro hinted, the Albany Symphony Orchestra will be doing two concerts at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, program Mozart and Bach, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Monday at the GE Theater at Proctor's at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. as part of their film series on Mondays. They're showing Laura, which is one of the great film noirs about a detective who falls in love with the portrait of a murdered woman. And it has some of the craziest characters. And it's like the one film noir that's money. Everyone is rich. You know, usually in film noir, it's Robert Mitchum in a lousy coat, slinking around an alleyway. Robert Ryan beating up some guy. But this movie, everyone's really well-dressed. Vincent Price is like,
Vincent Price is so great.
Yeah, and it's a riot. And then there's Tuesday night at the Times Union Center, Maroon 5.
Were you joking on that when you said it? All right.
Adam Levine's bandmates must be the luckiest guys in the world because of the voice.
Yeah, they did. But, if you look, I was I was listening to some 90s station the other day, and they were doing like this, I don't know, three pack or whatever they called it, and it was like these three Maroon 5 songs. I was like, wow, you know, they've been around a long time.
They have been around a long time.
They've got a lot of hits.
And they've got like 15 years worth of hits. They're still getting top 10 hits.
Yep.
And apparently, which I didn't know until I did a little research, because why would I do that? they've been playing together in another band since like they were 12.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, like the guys you threw rocks at each other when you're like 11 years old are now you're all billionaires together. It must be good for them.
And this was a show that was, I think, originally scheduled in the fall.
Yes.
Got moved to the spring. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Bunch of movies. There's Before I Fall, which seems to be a young adult version of Groundhog Day. Just no laughs. Logan, which is, I believe, the last time Hugh Jackman's going to play Wolverine. Yep. Table 19, which is a wedding comedy about a bunch of people who get stuck together at a table at a wedding because the hosts wish they didn't show up.
Is Wallace Shawn in it?
Anna Kendrick is in it.
Okay.
And it actually looks kind of cute.
All right.
Then there's A United Kingdom, which is based on the true story of the King of Botswana, who married a white woman, caused trouble, David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike. And As You Are, which is the film by a local filmmaker, grew up through the youth FX program. I think he grew up like a block from me. Probably one of those kids who were always yelling that I was mad about, you know. I want to sleep Saturday morning. The kids are out screaming. But he's made this Sundance Award-winning film, and it's going to be at the Spectrum Theaters.